Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Inyan of Kavod, based on the Vadim and the Holy Sefer Ali Shur. We're now on Vad Shvi on page Reish Lamed Aleph and Chelek Beis. It's a very interesting medrash cited by the Sefer Reishis Chochma. He says, "Hemlachta chavercha alecha benachas ruach." That at the end of days, when we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's going to ask us a question. And the question is, did we make our friend king over us with pleasantness? Lahamlich chaver, to make your friend king. In other words, to give him kavod malachim, to be mizbatil bifnei chavero. Your friend wants something, and you do what your friend wants, he's the king. Ein advarim amurim b'inyanei mitzvahs v'deos. One second. This has nothing to do with mitzvahs. If your friend says to you, "Hey, let's go out and party. Let's go to clubs in Manhattan." Oh, adkan. Hemlachta chavercha alecha b'nachas ruach is very nice. But now when it comes to mitzvahs, friend says, "Let's not daven shachris this morning. Let's sleep in. Let's pretend we're dead until 11:30 in the morning. And then we'll get up and we'll eat breakfast." No. Mitzvahs, you gotta get up, gotta daven. But this is talking about Divrei Rishus, and for this we daven v'nafshi kafar lakol tiyeh. And our soul should be like dust to everybody. You hear that? Like dust. Shmuel Auerbach, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, once, I don't know how many times, but somebody once stood next to him during v'nafshi kafar lakol tiyeh, and he said it for 9 minutes. He repeated again and again and again and again for 9 minutes. Nafshi ka'afra lakol tiyah. Chazal say, "Ein divrei Torah miskaimin, ela b'misha meisim atzmo k'misha eino." Divrei Torah only exist in somebody who makes himself as if he's not. Shenemar v'achochma me'ayin timotze. Chochma comes from ayin, when you're nothing. Hama Adam tzarich lizbatel kedei lishmoa divrei Torah lahakshiv heite. You have to mivatel yourself. You have to listen to somebody else's divrei Torah, and you have to think about what he's saying. That's bittel. It's not about me anymore. It's not about what I have to say. It's not about my brilliant ideas. It's about somebody else, and you're listening. You're hearing what he has to say. When you're learning with a friend, you're learning the chavrusa. It's also hisbatlus. You have to go at his pace. You have to adjust yourself. You can't just do whatever you want. You can't just read, "Oh, I know what this means, so I'm not going to translate for him." No, maybe he doesn't know. Or maybe he can translate, but there's a certain Havana that you have. "Oh, it's in your mind. I don't feel like telling him. I'm too lazy. I'm too tired. I didn't sleep enough last night." No. You have to tell him. And when he has a pshat, you have to listen. Anyone said, "What's in this thing? A monologue and a dialogue." A monologue is that one person speaks and everybody listens. And a dialogue is that two people speak and nobody listens. Each person's waiting for the other one to finish so they can say what they have to say. Boop! No. Himlachta chavercha alecha benachas ruach. He's a melech. You have to listen, you have to hear. You have a problem with the window. Should the window be open or should the window be closed? You're mevatel your das for your friend. Once the window closed, closed. Open, open. What's the shaila? People argue. It's couples fight. Window open, window closed. They're sleeping in the same room. The window has to be either open or closed. And some people like the cool air. Some people like warmth. I know I was once in yeshiva in Brooklyn. I was in Mesifta de Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. I was zoche. And I rented an apartment with a friend, a basement apartment in Flatbush. This is going back to the year 1990. And this basement apartment didn't have a window because we were underground. And ever since then, I've been very sensitive to having air in the room, like a window. I need to sleep with a window. That's one of the reasons that I don't commit a crime that'll land me in jail. I try not to commit any crimes. Because I see them in their cells there, it's like worse than my basement apartment in Flatbush, right? So, that's my own sensitivity, that I want the cold air. I like that air, or the air, whatever it is, the window open. I like windows open. Not everybody likes windows open. Some people want the air conditioner on, some people want the air conditioner off. Some people want it to be higher temperature, lower temperature. Mevatel your das. Everybody's different. So you have to make your friend the king. And even if you know you're right, still let it be. Follow him, Beseder. I'm right, but I'm still going to do what he says to make him feel good. Amr Yossi, Miyamei lo arvalti al divrei chaveira. I was never over, I never transgressed what my friend said. Yodeani ba'atzmi she'eni kohen. I know myself, I'm not a kohen. Imom li chaveira ale leduchen ani ole. But if my friends tell me to go and duchen, I do it. Everyone asks, what's going on over here? Did he make a bracha levatola? Maybe he didn't say the bracha. It's a big discussion in poskim, what's going on over here? But you see, his friends had to go up, he went up. Das Torah b'zeh minugedes ma'od l'deah shaletes hayom ba'olam. This Torah-dik attitude is different than the way, it's a very strong, stark contrast to the way that things are in the world today. People today don't want to be machnia themselves. People say, what, I'm a, in modern Hebrew they say, mad ani frayer. What, I'm like a sucker? You're going to step all over me? As people say, you know, I'm a friar. I say, you know, in Judaism, we have a different word for that. We call him a bal chesed, friar. Do chesed for somebody. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. You want to help somebody. You want to do something good for somebody else. You don't have to show you're strong. I'm going to get my way. I'm the man. Ah. Do it his way. Do it his way. Do it her way. Make everybody happy. Obviously, you have to have some backbone. Can't let people step on you. Push it. But make people happy from strength. Not because I'm a wimp, not because I'm afraid to say no, not because I'm meek, but because I know that I want to make another person feel good. Everybody has a tzelem Elokim. So when you learn to be mamlech chavercha, you learn to respect his tzelem Elokim. So this is a good avoda for all of us to realize that everybody's special. Everybody has v'atem tiyulim amlechas kohanim. We're a kingdom of kohanim. So everybody has a little bit of a king in them, and everybody has a little bit of a kohen in them. You have to mechabit every Jew, every tzelem elokim, especially bnei Yisrael. So that's a big avoda. To be mamlech other people, find out what other people want and do it. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we learned this short vad, and we have a lot more to do, both in the topic of kavod and many other very important, fundamental, basic topics. And we should be zochel lilmodu lamed lishmor v'lasa l'kaim is kol divrei salma terasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.